Speechware, Document 22. Employer's Liability. From the message of the President, read at the opening of the second session of the 59th Congress, December 3, 1906. Among the excellent laws which the Congress passed at the last session was an employer's liability law. It was a marked step in advance to get the recognition of employer's liability in the statute books, but the law did not go far enough. In spite of all precautions exercised by employers, there are unavoidable accidents and even deaths involved in nearly every line of business connected with the mechanic arts. This inevitable sacrifice of life may be reduced to a minimum, but it cannot be completely eliminated. It is a great social injustice to compel the employee, or rather the family of the killed or disabled victim, to bear the entire burden of such an inevitable sacrifice. In other words, society shirks its duty by laying the whole cost in the victim, whereas the injury comes from what may be called the legitimate risks of the trade. Compensation for accidents or deaths due in any line of industry to the actual conditions under which that industry is carried in should be paid by that portion of the community for the benefit of which the industry is carried in, that is, by those who profit by the industry. If the entire trade risk is placed upon the employer, he will promptly and properly add it to the legitimate cost of production and assess it proportionately upon the consumers of his commodity. It is therefore clear to my mind that the law should place this entire risk of a trade upon the employer. Neither the federal law nor, as far as I am informed, the state laws dealing with the question of employers' liability are sufficiently thoroughgoing. The federal law should, of course, include employees in navy yards, arsenals, and the like,